So today is Mother's Day, and on such a day, it's a good opportunity to look at a bigger picture of family. In fact, in the United Methodist tradition, we celebrate this Sunday as the Festival of the Christian Family. It's something we can celebrate and recognize, and I've always loved the very inclusive nature. As we talked about in children's time, I think this day is one for us to remember our commitment to all of God's children, and that is a rather broad conversation to have. And so this day, as we look at a bigger picture of family, I thought we might find a scripture in which Jesus has some interaction with his. We hear stories of Jesus with the least and the lost, with the hungry and the sick, causing trouble, all these things. Well, there are scriptures with Jesus interacting with his own family. And so our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark in the 3rd chapter. Hear this story. Then Jesus' mother and Jesus' brothers came, and they were standing outside the crowded house, and they sent message to him and called him. Now a crowd was sitting around Jesus at the time, and they said to him, "Jesus, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And Jesus replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Well, for Mother's Day, I've picked a scripture where Jesus disowns his mom. So this will be really fun to talk about. Really, it isn't just his mom, it's his entire family. They show up there. I mean, Jesus is doing this traveling preacher gig. 3 years he's been wandering around from place to place. They hear he's in town. They make the effort. His mom probably made a lunch, and they all came over together, and they're, "Hey, we're here, let him know." And what's the first thing he says? "Eh, who's my mom? Who is my brother, really? Let's talk about this." Well, I can just hear Mary's response, and I appreciate the gospel writer having had the decency to not put these words in there, but can you just imagine Mary standing at the door? "What do you mean, who is your mother? Do you know I was in labor for 72 hours? Have you ridden a donkey while pregnant? Jesus, do you understand what I'm talking about? There was a donkey. There was a stable. There were shepherds showing up. No privacy, nothing at all. Your father forgot to make reservations at the hotel. I'm laying there in the straw. What do you mean, who is my mother?" And that's the decent for mixed company conversation. I tell you, Jesus really wasn't trying to cause trouble here. He wasn't making a negative comment towards his own biological family. Jesus was trying to make a positive comment about Christian family. This was something new that he was trying to explain to people. And his comments about Christian family really can be summed up in the ideas of inclusiveness, of community, and of action. This is what Jesus is speaking to in this moment. Really, by saying, "Who are my mothers? Who is my brother?" what Jesus is challenging is a traditional understanding of inclusiveness. You see, on paper, family can be a very limited thing. Sort of like when my mom mentions that I've got a new cousin. Well, that kid fills a very specific spot on a family tree. Biologically, he's related to my mother's sister's son. And so, therefore, there's this drawn-out line. And sometimes, if you were to say, "Well, who's family and who's not?" before you know it, you're looking at a little outline, you're saying, "Well, these people are, and these people aren't." And that doesn't fit for me. And it certainly didn't fit for Jesus. Because what happens if you're not on the chart? What happens if you don't fit into the societal model for what family looks like? I tell you, in that crowd of people sitting around him that day, I guarantee you there were people sitting there who didn't have parents, who didn't have brothers or sisters, folks who didn't have children and never would, folks that had no family left, at least that showed up on one of those family trees. And that fact is still true today, just as much as it was then. And what Jesus was saying is, instead of this on-paper definition of who's in and who's out, who's family, who's not, I want you to think about a bigger, more inclusive understanding of family that has room for anyone. Anyone. It's part of what we spoke of in baptism this day. Not just for Vinny, but for every single person. When we say that through the waters of grace in this moment, the family of God makes room for more. There's no limit to that. We need some pretty big paper if we're going to put this family down on paper. This is a family that doesn't find a margin and say, "I'm sorry, we're done. The family tree is full." Jesus was challenging this understanding of in and out, just as he always did and just as we should. See, that's what Jesus was going for here, trying to break that limited model of what family could be. But let's say we were willing to accept that. Okay, so we're all family. So now what? Well, this is where community really begins to take on the challenge that Jesus puts before us. Because I don't mean to air dirty laundry, though I'm a firm believer that if we all were to air out our dirty laundry, we'd recognize that we all wear the same clothes. But it seems like in my family, at least, there are some days where we run into some, let's call it dysfunction. Anybody else? I don't think that's just my family. In fact, I'm pretty sure the Cleavers and the folks on Full House even dealt with these issues. This is something that's real. Family isn't easy. How come that's not on a bumper sticker somewhere? Family isn't easy. Sometimes the things we get into can be really petty. Sometimes they are very serious. Sometimes they can cause rifts that take a lifetime to heal. And we have to live within this tension. Because you can't choose your family. And if Jesus is inviting us to consider all of humanity as family, well, we can't choose who's in and out there either. We have to love them, even if we don't always like them. So in this Christian family, this Christian community that we share in, we need to encounter these issues and we have to figure out what we're going to do about it. And here's the thing. So often in church family, folks figure, oh, this is church. We shouldn't bring that stuff up. There's tension, there's problems, there's issues, and for some reason we think we shouldn't bring it up here. Yeah, that's healthy. Folks, this is something that we're encouraged to look at and talk about and deal with and care about with each other when we've reached moments of struggle. This is part of how we grow as people. It's how we grow as a family. I'm a firm believer that when we encounter difficult times as a Christian family, the best way to deal with it is to actually deal with it. It sounds simple, but it can be so hard to do. You know, because I'm sure that Mary had, let's call it a talk with Jesus after that. Can't you see it, Jesus? Do you have a minute? We need to talk. Oh, I wonder what was said there. Now listen, this is how this made me feel. You need to know that. I can just sort of hear them working through these things. And you know what? I figure Jesus probably learned something in that moment. Jesus was human, just like the rest of us. And in those moments where we do need to learn and grow, it's because someone has brought something to us in a kind and loving way that we can address and deal with together. But Jesus doesn't just stop with, okay, so we want to include everybody and we need to work on how we're going to be family. Jesus then invites us to do something about it. Jesus doesn't just say, okay, so yeah, these people here with me right now, this is my family, and we'll call that good. Jesus leaves not just an open invitation, an active invitation. You know, it was interesting this week. I was reading out, one of my colleagues has a nice blog I was keeping track of, and he wrote this article about how he has decided he's no longer going to ask his congregation to be welcoming. Well, that's interesting. It was a catchy title. So I read the article, and he said, here's the deal. We all say we want these welcoming congregations, so we open the door, we lay out a nice little welcome mat, and we just expect that people will come to us. The idea of welcoming is, sure, you can come join us. Because what I want is a congregation that's invitational, that's actively going out to bring folks in, to tell them they're welcome. There's a big difference between those two things. And Jesus is asking us here not just to have a welcoming family. Sure, if you show up, we'll make a space for you. Jesus is asking us to actively invite people into relationship, to go out and make sure folks know that there's a spot waiting for them, not just hoping they'll stumble across it. Jesus says, anyone who hears and does, that's the language he uses. He puts an action into it. He leaves this understanding of family open for more people to come in, but he also leaves an open invitation for all of us in the family to go out and put our family values in action. That's what we're talking about here, living the family values of Jesus. It's actually part of the conversation we had going on with this diaper drive we're kicking off. We're going to get the whole community involved. We hope you'll tell people about it. We'll hope you pick some up. Help us hand things out. We're going to have flyers up and down. And it's a really neat thing for folks to know that this is one of our values as a Christian family. That people need to be taken care of. But what's also one of the values we're demonstrating with this is it isn't just about us doing the work. It's about us inviting everyone to be a part of it. That's a family value here. And it's something we're hoping other folks will see and know. Because they're family too. This isn't just the kind of club where you join and that's it. Oh, great, we're family, we're done. This is okay, we're family. So now what? That's the invitation. This is a rather dynamic family to be a part of that's asking you when you join not to call that done, but to call that the beginning. This is our invitation. So here's Jesus asking us to consider this open, inclusive understanding of a community that has to work hard to make it happen and then work hard going out living the values. This is the invitation that we hear this day. So, let's go back to that original question. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who's your mother? Who's your brother? I had a moment in life where this question became a lot more clear to me. Growing up in one of those difficult family times, we had lost track of a family member, as can happen. Due to a divorce and some changes, I didn't even know I had a cousin that was on that official family tree. So it's lunchtime, I'm in high school, and Google has just been introduced, so I was like, I've got to go check this out. So I go, I'm sitting there using the school's high-speed connection to sort of play with this brand new thing where you can Google things, and so I put my name in. I put in Lorvik to see what would pop up. And this web page came up from a college in Minnesota with one of those resident advisors, you know, one of the folks who lives in the dorm to take care of the things and stuff, and it was this cool page where this resident advisor had answered all these questions about herself so the incoming freshman could get to know her. And it was really interesting. She had the same last name I did. And everything on this page, it was like we watched the same TV shows. We had the same hobbies. It was just really neat. I came home that day and I was like, Mom, you'll never believe this. I Googled my name, which she didn't understand. And I said, so I Googled my name and this person popped up. Her name's Crystal. And my mom sort of had this look on her face. And I start telling her, oh, it's the same hobbies, the same activities. It's really crazy. And there's this long, quiet pause. And my mom says, do you know you have a cousin named Crystal? I have a what? And I learned a little bit of that part of our family history. And here's this email address sitting on that web page. So we ask one of my aunts to get in touch. We find out where she is and how things are going. And within a couple months, my cousin Crystal comes to visit us. It was this interesting thing to watch this person step off the plane, come out to visit us, and knowing this person is family. Like knowing, like we're family, not even in the big broad sense, but like on paper, we're pretty close on that tree. This deep feeling of, oh, I don't know you yet, but we are family, was this very real feeling deep inside. That's the feeling Jesus is inviting us to experience with each and every person we encounter. This deep feeling of, I don't know you yet, but we are family. Because we are connected. We are family. And that calls us to something really big. Amen.